Here I am again. A casualty of love's betrayal. Careless thoughts conceived from seeds of selfishness misguided. I love yous from them and me. Yes, even me. When I look in the mirror at the woman I have become, I am made visible. Aware of my nakedness, the truth of my false innocence, the errors of my ways as it pertains to my love experience. And though it would be much easier to misplace blame, to act as if I had no hand in my own despair, my conviction is that I am responsible for my heart sickness. No longer blinded by my weakness to excuse their actions or cover my sufferings, only owning up to my misapplication of this thing called love. This perfected concept that is required yet seems humanly impossible. An ivory tower of criteria and injunctions, inhibitions and suspicions that literally suffocate the life out of everything I love and I've loved hard. Making my bed of emotions uncomfortable. The calamity of my regret unbearable, falling into the depths of the unknown for an everlasting rest. A rest that is much needed from the haste and impulsive spirit that drives me to move ahead of wisdom towards crushes forbidden, dangers that wild me into guilt after I have panted like a deer for attention, for validation, for affection. For a warm body to make me feel connected, attractive, needed. Any reason to hold on. Dislocating my back and my arms, trying to carry relationships too heavy for my form. Trying to love for two as if it isn't hard enough loving for one. But it hasn't been all their fault. Though they may have given a cold shoulder, the chilled reality is that this iceberg that now exists is the fruit of bitter unforgiveness, forgotten in the hopes of failed attempts to love again. Built on unrealistic, sick and twisted romantic antics that have now manifested into white lies. Lucid imaginations of fictitious relationships that are hard to break because breaking up with myself has undeniably been the most disturbing thing I've experienced yet. Intensively looking for love, omitting myself from the list of persons, attempting to give all of me, though parts of me have been swept underneath frames of many men. Invisible me. Depleted by the yearning for what I've been missing, I now understand the need for the laying on of hands because there is something greater than defeat. Shattered aspirations and laden hearts, there is something more desirable than rebounds, rejections, and side pieces, less painful than uncelebrated marriages, closet relationships dressed as friendships, soul ties that tie up impending blessings. There is a healing. A liberating consciousness, a spiritual awakening when you can admit that you misunderstood love's purpose, that you were the assailant, the opposition, standing in your own way, that there were never really any rules or games to be played, and that love has always been yours to keep if only you would answer its call, for love bears all things. Believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love, real love, never fails.